This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Slow but steady job creation in the U.S., institutional investors pouring money into European stocks as the euro crisis appears to bottom out, and now part of the global economic recovery trifecta, vital signs improving in China, according to new data today covering retail sales, factory output, and investment during the summer. Sean Ryan, Managing Director of the China Market Research Group, joins us from Shanghai to talk about this. Thanks for taking the call, Mr. Ryan.
It's great to be here, David.
As Chinese economic planners try to redirect the Chinese economy away from so much of a reliance on the export economy and more toward consumers shouldering some of the quote-unquote burden, this appears to be working at some level.
It is working. It's not an easy transition. Over the last decade, heavy investment has accounted for about 50% of overall GDP growth, while consumption has only accounted for about a third of the economy versus 70% in the United States. So in order to create a more sustainable, healthy economy, maybe a little bit less pollution with better jobs for Chinese workers, the government is really trying to put a shift more towards services and consumption. And that's what you're starting to see in the numbers in the last few months. Retail sales have grown 13.4%, but you're also seeing less reliance on loans and fixed asset investment in order to pump sales.
And when you mention pollution, you're not speaking metaphorically. You're speaking about actual gray stuff in the sky as you shift toward the more service-oriented pieces of the economy, maybe a little less stuff coming out the smokestacks.
The biggest fear or frustration in life today is the pollution levels in China. A lot of consumers are saying, who cares if I have a great job? Who cares if I can buy a Louis Vuitton bag if the air and water is killing my family? Pollution is the biggest problem that's facing China's government today, and they really need to do a better crackdown on it. Otherwise, they're going to face serious social instability going forward, David.
Sean Ryan, Managing Director of China Market Research Group in Shanghai. Thank you very much.
Thank you.